we have officially crossed the finish line on the upfront and new front season, and here at Advertising Week, we've been speaking with the executives and decision makers behind the announcements and innovations that have been making headlines. I'm Michael Goritzman, Global VP of Programming at Advertising Week, and today I'm thrilled to be joined by Tubi's SVP of B2B Marketing, Cynthia Clevenger. Cynthia, appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So, how'd upfronts go for Tubi this year? Are there any highlights or surprises you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned we're coming off of the season, and a season it was. So, you know, as with everyone, we are started talking about this kind of next broadcast year opportunities very early on in the year. And when it came, you know, a lot of things came to head at the Fox and Tubi upfront on May 13th. But for us, we are so fortunate to be going into this upfront with a ton of momentum on the Tubi side. You know, we're nearly 80 million monthly active users now, making us the most watched free TV and movie streaming service in the U.S. So in a very crowded marketplace, to be able to, you know, claim some of those things is pretty incredible and really offers an opportunity for unprecedented and unparalleled scale for our partners. I think the week before the Fox upfront on May 13th, the latest Nielsen Gauge came out as well. Tubi debuted on the Gauge in March of 2023, and we're now at 1.7% of all television and streaming viewing time. So that's been a 70% year-over-year increase. It's been a rocket ship, and it's incredible. And we're super excited to engage with our advertisers to bring them along for this massive, massive opportunity this upfront.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's really exciting. How has Tubi's strategy evolved with the evolution of AdRise and that increased Fox synergy also?
Yeah, so Tubi was founded over 10 years ago as AdRise. So we started out, we were the very first CTV ad server, and AdRise has always powered our ad technology. So, you know, because we're a 100% free ad-supported platform, we are focused on the user first and the best ad experience possible. So we've really been able to refine that technology over the past 10 years and are now super excited to bring that into the fold across the entire Fox portfolio. So one Fox deals can be bought leveraging the AdRise technology to reach incremental audiences across all of our premium platforms, sports, news, entertainment, and streaming.
You know, one of the things that have come up a lot in these upfront conversations are sports. It's a huge topic this year, especially. So I know there's going to be Super Bowl coverage, and I've heard a lot about the purple carpet event. What can viewers look forward to with Tubi's coverage of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I'll touch on sports just first. I think you're so,
yeah.
What an incredible, especially for women's sports right now.
Absolutely.
We actually premiered a documentary that was produced with the Players Association for the WNBA back in February called Shattered Glass. And that's really kind of a flavor of where we're leaning in, which is more at the kind of crossroads of sports and culture. And so you mentioned the purple carpet. Obviously, Fox Sports has the Super Bowl this next year, which is an incredible opportunity for advertisers. And it's an opportunity for Tubi too. I mentioned One Fox is definitely, you know, powered by AdRise, but it's also a mentality here. We sell cross-portfolio. We're in lockstep with all of our counterparts on the Fox Sports team as well. So part of that is to supplement programming that we know Tubi's audiences, which are really the cord never generation, are interested in. So it's a complement to the programming that will be going on Fox Sports. We announced Olivia Culpo is involved in the project. And it will really hit on things that are at that intersection of sports and culture, the fashion, the stories behind the players, as well as their community of fans.
It's exciting. It really is. And it's such a great take on the whole industry. I'd love to hear more about some of the other standout Tubi originals and what new content fans can expect soon.
Yeah, I think, you know, Tubi has a really young, diverse audience, and we get a ton of information about viewers in terms of their behaviors, interests. And so we've used a lot of that data to inform our programming strategy, of which is tailored towards kind of what we call the tastemakers of today. So young, influential audiences. just this year, we've premiered three incredible series. Borders, which is a British coming-of-age dramedy that had 100% score on Rotten Tomatoes, which is really hard to get, by the way. And fast follow that in March. We also premiered a series called Dead Hot, which is really a compelling and twisty character-driven thriller that explores class and love and drama and identity. And lastly, we premiered Big Mood, which stars Nicola Coughlan of Bridgerton, who is having a massive moment right now. But it's a portrayal of female friendship tested by the complexities of mental illness. So I think those are three things that we've done, but they're a testament to what you'll see more of, which is, you know, really tapping into things that are bubbling under the surface for younger generations. So yes, female friendship and coming of age, but there are real issues like mental illness or things that, you know, impact people's lives. So being able to see something or resonate with something on screen, you know, we just did a report called The Stream in February of this year, and people want to see that resonance, right? They want to see talent and storylines that they can resonate with. So while we were at the Upfront, we did announce two new projects, the Z Suite, which is a scripted comedy about what happens when Gen Z meets Madison Avenue. So it's very meta for the world that we all live in, right? And Laura Graham from Gilmore Girls is going to be the lead CMO, which is incredible. So that deals with real things. It's workplace culture that's happening today for millennials, Gen Zs, and Gen X, you know? And so in addition to that, we also are bringing to life a Wattpad novel called The QB Bad Boy and Me with some prolific TikTok stars. If you don't know who Noah Beck is, ask your kids. And those are just two of the things that we're really excited about. And we'll be leaning into more content that's very similar in that vein that, you know, has some real truth and resonance among young diverse audiences.
Something that I think is probably a challenge, especially with young diverse audiences, but really across the board these days, is ad fatigue. So how are you tackling ad repetition and maintaining viewer engagement, you know, across the board? But I know it's got to be an issue, especially with younger audiences these days.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, ad fatigue is real. And what's also interesting is that more SVODs are now adding ads to their service. So I think we have to be, you know, one of the benefits of Tubi always being 100% ad supported is that we have really refined what that true value exchange is for customers. We are not gating certain content for them. We are giving them a really light ad load. And so they're more receptive to viewing ads on our platform in order to get the premium content with no upsell, no paywall, no tiered subscription. So that's one thing, I think, refining that value exchange and really making it a true value exchange with the audience. I'd say the other thing is, you know, talking about our ad tech stack, this is our bread and butter. You know, we have always had proprietary tools like advanced frequency management. So if a buyer is purchasing Tubi directly and maybe through a third party, we're able to cap frequency at the campaign level so that if you've already hit that household once, we go and find you an incremental household within your target demographic, and we don't hit people over the head with ads. The last thing I'll say is that, you know, the 30-second spot, although our research found is the most preferred way to receive ads on streaming, I think that streaming opens up a massive opportunity to go beyond spots and dots. And part of that is integrating into premium content and original content and by way of branded content or integration. And we're starting to do a lot of that here at Tubi as well.
I want to go a little inside baseball here and dig a little deeper in there. So what are the key metrics that you're using to gauge the success of the ad-supported model?
Yeah, I mean, it is clearly been working given the numbers that we talked about earlier on in the conversation. So, you know, internally, though, we really look at audience size and view time. And because we've always been free and ad supported, we've always prioritized engagement over subscriptions. So we really want to make sure that we're surfacing the right kind of content for our viewers so they stick around and keep coming back. And we see that validation with things like the Nielsen Gauge and that 70% year-over-year growth.
How about when it comes to the data and marketing strategies and decisions? How are you using that data to impact and inform those decisions?
Yeah, I mean, focusing on tapping into millennial, Gen Z, and eventually Gen Alpha audiences, I think, you know, we see a lot of increased engagement from that demographic. And what they consider entertainment is different. And I think we kind of focus on leveraging that viewer data to inform, like, let's say, like three tenets. So removing the barrier of cost to make sure that people have access to the content they love, giving them a wide variety of content, and putting the viewer first when it decides what content to greenlight. So those are some of the ways in which we leverage that data to inform our strategy.
How about ensuring, you know, how do you go about ensuring that your ad strategies are resonating and effectively reaching your audiences?
Yeah, I think we do, on the consumer side, a lot of listening, right? Nicole Parlapiano, who's our CMO, started in August of 2022. So she's only been here for 18 months. And I'll tell you, we had a social team of like one. And one of the very first things that she did was say, we have got to invest in monitoring what people are saying on TikTok and Reddit threads and like get deep in the comments. Yes, we absolutely have quantitative data and a robust set of analytics that we do, but I think we really have to listen to what's happening in the social realm and the conversations that people are having. So what does that afford? One, I mean, think about the, you know, all of the buzz that came about with Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album, for example, right? What we are able to do at Tubi, when cultural phenomenons like that happen, because of our massive library, we have over 250,000 premium movies and TV shows, we can spin up a curated collection of Black Westerns, right? So those are the types of things. I think it's about being agile, about listening to, you know, definitely what's going on in social conversations in the social verse. And so leaning in to things like that. And some of that requires short-term planning. You know, we don't do a lot of things that look that far out because things are moving fast.
Is that internally curated, something like that? Or is there kind of an AI technology that's going into that? Or how do you even kind of curate that with the massive amount of content that you have at your fingertips?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have tools internally for us to, all of our content has a ton of metadata associated with it. So we are able to that's why we're able to very quickly curate. And that metadata is not used for generally for curation. We do that when we find things that are curated, that are very timely for us to curate. But all of that is also used for users to create a personalized viewing experience, right? So if we're seeing, you know, my particular instance of Tubi, I have a 7-year-old, watch a lot of Scooby-Doo, I might be getting like more nostalgic commercial or more nostalgic cartoons surface than say you might be. So the data is definitely there. There is machine learning in all of what we do. And then we have the ability to very quickly action on that data when we see something pop in culture like Cowboy Carter or, you know, like the trailer phenomenon as well with Taylor.
How about any innovative ad formats or campaigns that have been particularly successful on Tubi? Anything there that you could share?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned going a little bit beyond spots and dots, and we have something that we call Tubi 360, which is our own in-house branded content studio. And that really ranges from taking a piece of branded content that an advertiser may have already created and just putting it on the platform and allowing it to be accessible to all audiences everywhere. A lot of people produce amazing branded content, and then they put it on their YouTube channel. And or they have to put a ton of money behind it for somebody to watch it. There's no barrier to entry when you put it on Tubi. So anybody can see it. So from those types of solutions to actually bringing brands into some of our Tubi original IP, last fall we have a series called Kitchen Commando, which is a Gordon Ramsay production. we're part of the Fox family, which is one of those huge benefits. And it's a series with a guy named Chef Resch, Chef Andre Resch, who's a former Merchant Marine and White House chef. And he goes in and saves struggling restaurants. And USAA came to us last fall and said they wanted to do something around Veterans Day, and they wanted to see something that was non-traditional. And so we created a special Veterans Day episode where Chef Resch went and, you know, saved a veteran-owned restaurant. I would say we've got a ton of internal performance indicators of how that did from a viewership perspective and a brand perspective. But I'd also say the restaurant's still going. And that's part of what I love about our job. You know what I mean?
So,
I think we're going to see a lot more advertisers leaning into, you know, things like Z-Suite. We have a lot of opportunities to bring brands into the fold of some of these incredible stories.
It's a great example. I'd like to look ahead a little bit, both internally and just within you as a marketer. I'd love to know the exciting new developments or features that Tubi viewers and advertisers can expect in the near future there. But also, just as a marketer and someone who's been doing this for a bit, what trends you're paying attention to and the things that you're most excited about also?
Yeah, I think, you know, the upcoming slate of originals that we had really reflects our programming voice and where we're headed. And so that's really exciting to me. I think you can also see just increased synergies with Fox. Jeff Collins, you know, now is at the helm. He's incredible and has, you know, really just continued to bring all of our teams together. So where that, whether that be from a technology perspective with AdRise or even from content, I work with, you know, the Fox Entertainment team all the time to talk about how we can do things with culinary that can bridge things on our platform. We also are expanding internationally this year to the UK. So that's a completely exciting thing for Tubi and for consumers in that market that we can look forward to. We currently have distribution in Canada, LATAM, and Australia, but going into the second largest media market is an incredible opportunity. I would say for myself as a marketer, gosh, I'm so excited to see just how younger audiences are really going to drive and impact the ad-supported model. I think we're going to start to see, I mean, they are used to seeing ads their whole entire lives, right? And so I think it puts a challenge on, you know, us as stewards of our brand and as technology platforms and streaming platforms to ensure that we're meeting their needs where they are. And to be honest with you, sometimes that means, yeah, low ad loads and maybe more innovative ways of doing things, and bringing them maybe into some of the things that they wouldn't normally be a part of from a production perspective or a storytelling perspective. One of the things that we announced the week before the Fox upfront is a new initiative called Stubios. And Stubios is really flipping Hollywood a little bit of a 180 in terms of how content's made. It's a fan-fueled platform where creators who, you know, come from various diverse backgrounds, maybe they don't have a leg up in Hollywood or the resources that many other people have been afforded to bring their stories to life in long-form content, can bring their projects to Stubios, and through fan engagement in a green lighting process, we're able to actually bring fans along the way through the application so that they can see what's happening during production. And then the finished asset gets to live on Tubi. Issa Rae from the from Barbie, from amazing fame, from Insecure, brilliant, 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 started out as a YouTube creator herself, is a mentor on Stubios. And so that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about seeing, you know, bringing these fandoms and communities of actual people into the fold, and closer to their creators, and people that they resonate with the most in their own lived experiences.
Well, there's really exciting stuff going on there, and you're doing a great job already addressing the needs of the viewers and the advertisers, and we'll just keep watching, and it's exciting to see what's ahead. So thank you so much. Really, really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited for this next year, and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's going to do it for this episode and this season of Upfront Conversations. I'd like to thank Cynthia again for her time. Great way to close out the whole season, so I really appreciate it. And of course, all of our listeners and subscribers who have been following along with us for these past few weeks as we've gone behind the curtain to get the insider perspective on the decisions that are shaping our industry. And while our season might be coming to a close, rest assured that if there are conversations to be had at the crossroads of content and commerce, we'll be right here having them with the innovators shaping the industry. So thanks again for all of your support, and we'll see you here again next season for another round of Upfront Conversations. Take care, everyone.